Did the chick who plays Sharon get a lip job? I think her lips are bigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, she's got like fish mouth or something. I was like, what the heck happened to her?
Sci-Fi Cast with Ged Mayhew, Jen Segrest, and me, Dave Kalo. Episode 3. We miss you, Kristen. I think right off the bat, we have to talk about the single most shocking moment from this week, which was...
Boomer and Brother Cavill kissing?
No, Rosalind does have wrinkles around her eyes.
Which one of those is more startling? If she didn't have anything done, then I'm the first to admit it, and I'll be loving it. So, I'll be the first to admit that I was wrong. So we'll see. She did still look weird to me, but she didn't look as bad this week.
Tattoo Watch ended on week 3.
Yeah.
But you can tell that they had planned that because they wrote it in. This tattoo means something.
Yeah, but we may yet see him like grab her arm and it'll smear, or something like that. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, there's like a Sharpie in her pocket.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Frank.
It's not a real tattoo. Well, yeah, she's obviously got it, and it seems that she's using her original body. Although they didn't go, they went out of their way to make her look like a Cylon. Everybody in this episode looked like Cylon. The camera angles and the Cylon-y type voices and the blurred backgrounds and the whole deal. You know, they're trying to obviously make a statement with the camera work this time around.
You know, when Callie found out that Chief was in fact a Cylon and she was back in their quarters and he was talking to her, you're right, he was really blurry. And his voice even sounded, tinny or metallic or artificial.
Yeah, mechanical.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny that our first comments about the most shocking part of the episode wasn't the fact that Callie got air blasted out the airlock.
But that's their own fault. They showed us that in last week's preview. It was so stupid.
And even in the very, right after the opening credits, there's that da-da-da-da-dun, we get maybe that, whatever that is, that 10 seconds of brief clips of the upcoming episode.
Yeah.
There was a scene of, what's her name? Rosalind's aide with the black hair.
Tori.
Of her
Tori.
Punching Callie and sending her flying. And so, I couldn't recognize her in that clip, but it was in the back of my mind, and I thought, but we haven't seen that scene yet. And there's 7 minutes left in the show, so it's got to be here in the airlock.
Whenever I watch BSG, Mindy and I fast forward past the credits. We never watch the credits.
Oh, so because you don't get that part.
No, we never watch that because I learned in season 1 or 2 or whatever when they started doing that it was just going to be bad the whole way. I hate it. They call it the Space 1999 effect. They used to do that on Space 1999, show clips from the episode you're about to watch, and it just ruins it. I don't know why he insists on doing that. And usually they choose scenes that don't matter, but obviously, this time it did, and the same.
Sometimes
people,
I wonder if it's not him, it's sci-fi.
Yeah, it could be sci-fi, which makes it even worse. I mean, the people who made that preview for last week's episode, for this one, did a bad job, because there was a lot more that went on in this episode besides Callie getting blown on an airlock, and yet that's all they showed in the preview.
Yeah, we totally knew it was going to happen. The only question was who's going to do it.
Yeah, I may have to stop watching the previews again.
Of all the Cylons that are still in hiding, Tori's the one that seems to be developing well along the path, I guess.
To the dark side, you mean?
Yeah, she's the one that's... Her programming, I guess, is clicking in quicker maybe than the other ones are.
It kind of made me think of Heroes. Remember when Heroes started and before we really knew what was going on, we watched each of the characters kind of slowly discover what their new skills were or what their new superpower was. It's sort of like, especially with Tori, she's sort of slowly figuring out what she can do as a Cylon. And for instance, she said this week that she feels sort of hyper-emotional. She's very emotional all the time. And if you think back 2 weeks ago when she was sleeping with Baltar, she was just crying and crying, and she just said that she wasn't sad, she just felt overly emotional. So is this, this heightened sense of emotion going to be her, not her superpower, but or sort of defining characteristic as a Cylon, and what will be Ties and what will be Chiefs and what will be
Saints. I don't know. She didn't look too emotional, and she, you know, backhanded Callie 10 foot away and shot her out.
I think she looked strong as hell because, like, she sent her about 10 feet.
Yeah, that punch was definitely a Cylon punch.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Saw it coming a mile away, though, which sucked. Yeah, and how is I really want to know how Adama is explaining this to the chief. Like, she decided to kill herself, so she gave the baby to Tori?
Yeah, or, that's what I can't wait to hear, too.
Or Tori just shows up with a kid and Callie's out the airlock?
The button has to be pushed from outside of the hangar, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, when Callie went into the hangar, went into the bay, it's called a bay. When Callie went into the bay, she pulled the panel open and she put the key in and she was, you know, had it ready to go. And then that's when and then Tori came in and that's when the wall started going up. So it looks like you can do it from inside or outside. Yeah. I don't know why you'd want to do it from inside, but evidently you can.
Yeah. But I had the same thought at the end, Ged. Like, what did Tori tell Adama?
Yeah.
That she killed herself and I rescued the baby, or yeah, I'm a Cylon and I killed Callie, or, like, what's the explanation going to be?
You have to wait until next week and find out. Are either of you sorry to see Callie go?
Not really.
She is kind of whiny.
I'm only sad to see her go because Chief actually seemed like he loved her. But other than that, she was a little high maintenance, yeah.
High maintenance, that's an understatement.
The Vipers are high maintenance.
But on the side,
and she's
like
so different with Doc Cottle. I was like, where'd this Callie come from?
Yeah. And
she's callous she and smoking.
Quite the potty mouth on her in this episode, too. She was saying frack like every other sentence.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, was this episode, I think it was the first incident of mother fracker.
No, I've heard mother fracker before. That wasn't the one.
Kara said that.
Yeah, Kara.
There was another, there was another one. I actually thought they said the bad word when they said it. It wasn't mother fracker. It was something else. Have you seen on YouTube, there's the BSG fracking compilation. They just put every frack in the same clip and over, like everyone.
Fabulous.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's
frack, and then, frack, 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 yeah, frack, frack.
Mother fracker. You fracker.
Fracking Cylons. Get the fracking toasters.
It's funny, though, how you can, like, when I hear the word now, I start to think, ooh, that's a bad word.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that last week. I said, when is frack going to make the transition from made-up word on a TV show to actual profanity?
Right, well, exactly.
I'll tell you what's funny. Fro was the word, well, one of the words on Farscape. And over on Etsy, they have a censor in, like, the forums and the chat rooms and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you type in F-U-C-K or something in there, it'll come back as Frel. So Frel has actually sort of made the leap in some small way.
Right, it's sort of synonymous now.
Yeah. But I actually felt like starting a petition for them to change it to frack.
You didn't feel any sadness when she was floating away past the fleet?
No, I wanted her to go last season. I'm glad that they finally got rid of her. She wasn't serving any purpose, and all she was a baggage, you know, emotional baggage for the chief.
Though I will say it was interesting that Tori saved the baby. So Tori obviously understood what the fact that the baby was half Cylon, because otherwise, you know, I don't think she just would have blasted the baby out the thing too. Stinking toasters.
Speaking of toasters, the little trap that the Cavil set was pretty cool.
And how cool was it that the Centurions wouldn't respond until Six said please to them.
Please, yep, exactly. That was awesome.
I kind of went, uh-oh.
Yeah, I think everybody did. They're like, oh, there it is. That's the start right there. Next thing you know, Skynet will be taken over and the machines will rise up. You're all fracked.
Right. Did you think that the Centurions will have more empathy towards the other mostly mechanical Cylons like the Raiders, and less towards the skin jobs?
It's totally going to be like a Cylon. Like, not only you got the skin jobs doing the Civil War, but now you got the the Raiders and the Centurions ganging up on him, you know?
Yeah, right. It's going to be like a three-way battle.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Oh, by the way, this this number six, this new one, is from what I've been able to find, her name is Natalie.
Did we ever learn the name of, like, Caprica 6? Does she have, like, a first name?
Just Caprica. But I know the one that blew herself up for, you know, the one that Baltar gave the bomb to and blew herself up, her name was Gina.
And what's up with them and Adama sending, like, all the best people on that mission with
Starfire? I mean, why couldn't it have just been, like, her and Anders? Anders knows how to fly. She knows how to fly.
Yeah, Anders, Hilo, Gaeta, the other Chico, the pilot there,
Sharon was that?
Yeah,
Felix
Sharon and
there.
Hilo. Yeah.
Like, who's flying the Galactica?
Two of them are sidelines that we know, Sharon and Sam.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's going to go well.
And why send Gaeta? Gaeta doesn't fly.
Kara's painting again.
I'm getting to the end of my Kara rope.
I just want to frack till I can't frack anymore, or whatever the hell she said.
Again, another Buffy parallel. At the end of one of the last seasons there, Buffy died and came back. Mm-hmm. And after she came back, she was like all cold and emotionless because she had been in heaven and her friends brought her back from heaven. They thought she was in hell, so they brought her back to life. Oh. But she was really in heaven, so they ripped her out of heaven. And after that, she just wandered around being all, like, grumbly and cold and distant. And it's exactly what's happening with Kara. It's like she's died and come back, and no one understands her. No one gets her. And she has to, like...
She's an artist! No one understands me!
You know, she has to frack and swear and be a mean person just to feel the smallest little emotion.
Well, in the meantime, since Kristen isn't here, let's go over... the note she sent via email. Her first says, Boomer plus Cavill, yuck, yuck, yuck.
I have to agree on that one.
It was a pretty yucky moment.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
And how she did it with a smile on her lips. Ugh!
And she wrote, Kara still has her tattoo. And her third point is, Kara still has her tattoo, which we covered. She also said, speaking of things that are hard to come by in space, as we talked about... Rosalind's work, is where did Lee get the Kenneth Cole wardrobe? And I kind of thought the same thing. Did he just have these beautiful suits in his locker in case he ever decided to work for the government? And what's with him being a total asshole this week?
Yeah.
He's had many incidences of assholicness, I guess you could probably say. Didn't Zarek put that presidential... thing into you know, when they had all those guys be in the tribunal and you know, basically being the judge, jury, and executioner for the people who conspired on New Caprica or whatever with the Cylons? Wasn't that Zarek who did that? But Zarek gave it to Lee, and who's acting like it was Rosalind.
In the brief little period between
the two
when she came back, he implemented that tribunal, the circle, mm-hmm. that tried and threw people out airlocks, you know?
Yeah.
But this is something else, so okay. It seems to be kind of related. By the way, that Chico's name is Racetrack.
Racetrack.
Ding, 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 ding.
You in the Geek Points this week.
Thank you, Internet Movie Database.
But Zarek is back to being his manipulative self. Again this week.
That's the way we like him. It was cool when Cavill was talking to that's Boomer that's with him, right?
Yeah.
He's reminding her that they're machines, they don't have souls.
Know what else was cool in that scene when he said that line to her, we're machines, we don't have souls, is you could see the red data from whatever panel they were working on,
yeah.
Sort of scaling up their faces just to sort of reinforce like a you know, the ones and zeros running through their heads. I thought that was kind of a cool touch.
Yeah. I love the whole UI design of how they interface with the base ship.
Oh, with like the goo
water.
Panel?
Yeah, the panel with they put their hand in it, and then, like, the red digits, like, flow out from their hands and stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's well designed. I love whoever thought that up.
It's really amazing that for something as mechanical as the Cylons, how organic they actually are, how organic the ships are, and how organic that the skin jobs are, and the hybrids, and they constantly make you sort of re-examine sort of, you know, what it means to be a robot, I guess.
Yeah, that ain't 3PO.
No.
No.
I don't think any of them are gay, which is strange.
3PO's not gay, he's British.
What do you mean they're not gay? They had a threesome there, Deanna and Six and Baltar.
No, that's just hot. That doesn't mean they're gay. It just means they're whores.
They're cyber transsexual or cyber cybersexual.
Let's see. What else did I have written down? Lisa Jerk.
Lisa Jerk. Nice bullet point. Lisa Jerk.
Yeah, I only have a second because I don't want to look away from the TV for long. Just write things down quickly.
I have three bullet points. One is Callie's potty mouth. Another is Bill reading to Laura. I love that scene.
Yeah. That was pretty nice.
That was, I said it last week. I'll say it again. Any scene with the two of them is awesome. But when they have those nice little tender moments between the two of them, I just go to another place. I love it.
Should we start a BSG death poll then?
Who's next?
What, do y'all want to pick who's next?
Yeah, man.
All right. I didn't even think about this until just now.
I say Gata. That just could be my wishes and dreams, but I'll say Gata.
Jen, you've got Gata's next.
You
want to pick?
I say Zarek.
Oh, all right. Zarek is next to go. I'm going to say Ty.
Ooh.
Only because Six was beating the living hell out of him.
Ballsy choice, Dave.
He's a main character, and it's kind of early. And we know this show's not going to wrap up till 2027. But I'm going to pick him. And next week we'll see how we did. And if you're right, you get a point, and then you get to pick a new name.
Awesome. That sounds like a rule. Some things are forming.
That's right. Wow. This is getting too formalized for me.
We formed a rule around we're betting on who's going to die.
In an imaginary series.
That's awesome. Look at us.
We're so hip and we're so with it. Duck and duck.
What did you guys think of? It looks like Ty sort of sees Six with Ellen's face.
Yep.
Yeah, oh man, that was amazing. And then Six kicks the crap out of him.
Yeah, which is what Ellen used to do to him anyway.
I think for the record, they're going to have a Cylon human alliance against the bad Cylons. We're going to have the Sixes and the other Boomers and the other ones kind of with the humans teaming up against the other Cylons. We're going to get, you know, so the humans are going to be in on the Cylon civil war. And that'll be interesting if it happens, but that's just what I'm thinking.
I can't wait to see the Centurion Cylons snap and sort of rise up together, because they're going to be unstoppable. Well, shall we rate the episode?
Yeah.
Did I use letter grades last time?
Yes, you used letter grades.
All right, then I think I'll give it an A this time, because it had a little bit of everything. There was political drama with Lee, and it was pretty good.
You think this episode was better than last episode?
Yeah. Last episode was fun, but I think last episode the focus was sort of setting up this one.
I don't know. I thought the last episode was better than this one.
Well, I don't know. We got a death this time around.
Well, okay, you're a man. Somebody died, so that knocks it up a level there.
Right. We got the drama with Lee. We got a hint that the Cylons might regret giving free will to the Centurions, and we got an all-on assault. You know, the shot heard around the world by Cavill on the other models. So that's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of things are set in motion.
Yeah, well, I guess we did see the start of the Cylon Civil War for sure.
Yeah.
I give it an 8 out of 10 toasters. It was definitely better than last week. And you're right, it had everything. It even had a little bit of action, which is good. And actually some character development. Hey, what do you know? Like, Tori finally figured out that she really is a Cylon, and she's starting to turn. And as little of Starbuck as possible, which is what pushed it up there to the 8 level for me.
I didn't like it as much this week as I did last week, so I'm going to say 12 added 21 thumbs ups. I don't know. It was okay, but I think we got something bigger coming next week. I think it's going to be some bigger stuff next week that's going to make it even better.
We're at the third new episode now. We'll probably get, I say, two more, maybe three, and then we're going to get a gap of like a month or 2 months.
Well, that's all right. When it's on, we'll just talk about, I don't know, Futurama and the Twilight Zone.
Futurama, new one coming out soon, man. But we're talking about that when that comes out.
Did you guys see the episode where Fry got to go back to his original time and he was at the pizza joint and his dog was waiting outside?
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, that was the saddest ending ever.
Yeah, I can't watch that one with my wife. It kills her, so... It's the difference between Futurama and The Simpsons, because The Simpsons left that stuff in the dust a long, long time ago.
Yeah, The Simpsons still just goes for the laugh.
Yeah.
Futurama had, definitely episodes with heart.
Okay, what's your favorite Futurama? Mine's the Farnsworth Parabox.
Where they keep jumping through the boxes in the universes?
Yes.
That is a pretty awesome
episode. I have to say, I like Hermes Gets His Groove Back.
How Hermes Requisitions His Groove Back.
His Groove Back,
Requisition me a beat.
Yeah. That one's really funny. I really like that one. I like that, the one and the one where Leela finds her parents. That's sort of a decision. One's really funny, the other one's really sweet, so I can't really decide which one I like best.
I think my favorite is The Why of Fry.
Good one.
The time has come to discuss matters of the gravest importance.
Fry, do you remember some months ago when Earth was attacked by flying brains?
I remember the square dancing stomachs, although that might have been a Mylanta commercial. Wait, the brains, I do remember, but no one else does. They said I was crazy.
On the contrary, you remember because you were the only one immune to the brains' mental attack.
Because I'm so smart?
Oh, my. Anyway, your immunity is due to the fact that you lack the delta brainwave. It's a genetic abnormality which resulted when you went back in time and performed certain actions which made you your own grandfather.
I did do the nasty in the pasty.
Verily, and that past nastification is what shields you from the brains. You are the last hope of the universe.
So I really am important? How I feel when I'm drunk is correct?
Yes. Except the Dave Matthews Band doesn't rock.